Good morning.
Just a couple of announcements. February for Agape Center, we're collecting fruit cups, so you can just leave them at the table in the back. For the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, there's an updated list at the back of things we still need, so if you can have a look at that, if there's anything you can contribute, that would be great. And annual meeting, just mark your calendars. Sunday, March 1st, after worship, will be our annual meeting.
Welcome, everyone. All you brave Canadians who came out in the cold to come to church this morning, thank you so much. It's so nice to see all of you. And I just wanted an update on the Ash Wednesday is going to be at Trinity Anglican Church at 10 o'clock in the morning. And St. John's Presbyterian and ourselves are participating, and we would like to see you come out. Just a note, too, about communion there is open table, just like here. Everyone is welcome to participate. So we can never, ever start our worship services here at Knox St. Paul's without acknowledging the territory on which this church sits, and actually the whole of Cornwall sits. So as we gather on this day of worship, we pause to acknowledge that we are on the traditional territory of the Indigenous peoples who have cared for this land for countless generations. We honor First Peoples, respect for and connection to the earth. We have so much to learn from them and their continued presence among us today. As settlers, we commit ourselves to the ongoing journey of truth, reconciliation, and peace. In the spirit of right relations and shared hope for the future, let us work to make the promise and the challenge of truth and reconciliation real in our communities. You'll notice through the worship service this morning that the theme this morning is salt and light from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. So salt and light are right through all the worship service. And I also want to take this time to point out the children's wall over there, God is love. And so have a look after church. Jesus told us we are the salt of the earth.
Sprinkle us across our city of Cornwall to bring your justice, love, and compassion wherever we go.
Jesus told us we are the light of the world. Uncover your light within us, God, so we may bring light wherever we see darkness and despair in our city.
Jesus told us, let your light shine before others, that everyone in the kingdom may see our lives as a reflection of you. God, as we worship you this morning, may we feel united in this common purpose. Amen.
We are partners, participants in the work of God.
Together we are committed to help and build a city where no one journeys alone.
Loving God, you have called us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Help us to live in a way that preserves truth, adds blessings, and brings out the beauty of your goodness in a world that hungers for hope. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is, O Splendor of God's Glory Bright.
Let us say together the prayer of confession. Wise God, on a hillside in Galilee, your Son Jesus called us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. When we falter, give us the strength and wisdom to become the people of the Beatitudes in our day, so that our words may season the world with the flavor of the gospel, and our lives be shining examples of Jesus, who is the true light of the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be assured that God walks with you. So go in faith to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world in Jesus' name. May God's love restore you. May Christ's teaching inspire you. And may the Holy Spirit equip you to serve. Amen. We are now going to sing the first two verses of that children's hymn, Jesus Bids Us Shine.
Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so let us shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, best of all for Him. Well, He sees and knows it if our light grows dim. Jesus walks beside us to help us shine. You in your small corner.
I figured I would sit down here anyway, because we're all God's children, so here we are. And plus, this is where I've placed the lighthouse. Now, the lighthouse is a symbol of light, right? So I have loved lighthouses ever since I was a child. Growing up in the Maritimes, there was always a lighthouse to explore. We would climb up the steps of the lighthouse all the way to the top. And to look out into the ocean was just amazing to me. And at night, the light shone as a beacon showing ships where land was. They're still very important on the coast. And just for facts, Nova Scotia features 160 to 185 historic lighthouses, with over 90 still active. It's the highest concentration of lighthouses in Canada. It's not actually scriptural, but I thought it was interesting. Prince Edward Island is home to 63 lighthouses. In my province, in New Brunswick, home to 78 lighthouses. But lighthouses are not just for tourists to explore. They have a vital job to do. I grew up really respecting the ocean and what it was capable of doing, and that it could often be a dangerous place. We would listen to the marine forecasts and warnings on the radio every morning and every evening, and we would often pray for the fishing boats that were caught up in unexpected storms. The waves, the currents, the tides, and the rocky shores can be very dangerous for ships at the best of times. And in storms, ships need to know exactly where the coastline is so they don't crash into the rocks and sink. A lighthouse shows the captain of the ship where he is. In the dark, out in the ocean, even if you are close to land, it's hard to see where you are. The lighthouse shows you. And if there are dangerous rocks in the water, a lighthouse is put up so the boat won't run into the rocks. So Jesus taught us that He wants us to carry His light in our hearts. Because we, like the lighthouses, have an important job to do, shining with the light of God's love and working for a better community here in Cornwall. So remember about the important jobs that lighthouses have, and that you also are like a lighthouse. So go out there and shine for those people who need our help. Let us pray. God, make our church a beacon of light, a place where people feel safe, welcomed, valued, and inspired. Help us to shine the light of Jesus far beyond the church walls. Amen. We are now going to sing Jesus Bids Us Shine again.
Our prayer for illumination. Jesus, thank you for holy words that guide us in our journey as Christian disciples. Help us to bring our goodness to our community and glorify you in all our thoughts, words, and actions. Amen. Our first focus lesson is Psalm 139, and it has a sung refrain. O God, you have searched me and known me. You know me when I sit up, sit down, and rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You discern my path and the places I rest. You are familiar with all my ways.
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it, O God, completely. You guard me from behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Where can I escape from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are even there.
If I take wing in the dawn and alight at the sea's farthest limits,
there also your hand will guide me. You are powerful and holding me fast.
If I say, let the darkness cover me and my day be turned to night, it was you who formed my inward parts, you who fashioned me in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wondrous are your works that I know very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being fashioned in secret, intricately woven in the mystery of clay. How deep your designs are to me, O God, how great their number.
I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Test me and know my thoughts.
Watch closely, lest I follow a path of error. And our second focus lesson is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand and gives it light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these commandments and teaches other to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes of the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us.
When Jesus told his disciples they were the salt of the earth, they understood the metaphor. While the universal importance of salt is not as readily apparent to us today, the mandate that Jesus gave to his disciples is still relevant today, and it applies to all of us. Now, the value of salt, especially in Jesus' time, cannot truly be understood today because salt is so common. You go into the grocery store and you can pick up some bags of salt, a box of salt, and it's probably one of the cheaper things that you buy. But that was not the case in Jesus' time. Salt was much harder to obtain back then and much more valuable. Salt was an extremely valuable product in biblical times, used as a preservative and for medicines and in religious sacrifices. The phrase "worth his salt" originated from the practice of paying Roman soldiers with salt or salt allowances. So when they did a good job, they of course were referred to as worth their salt. The high value of salt in ancient Israel and surrounding areas made it a form of wealth. So important was salt that wars were fought over it because it had so many uses. Salt could be used to cure and store meat, to disinfect wounds and make food and pottery. It was useful in 1,000 different ways. It's like us. God uses us in many different forms and ways that we can bring salt to the world, to bring God's love to the world. But there is another important quality of salt. It is valuable and useful, yes, but not by itself. Salt is not good on its own. It doesn't exist for itself. It's kind of obvious when you see the salt on the table. The salt and the pepper go together, but that's not the meal. It just helps to flavor the meal. Salt doesn't exist by itself. And it's true also for us. We need each other. We need these Sunday mornings, these gatherings that we have together. We need that knowing that we're there for each other. Yes, we are valuable. We are important, but not for ourselves. In fact, we could even say that Knox St. Paul's is only really doing what it's created to do when it is doing it for others. I'm just going to take a drink. So here we are in winter, and the most important salt to us right now is the ones that we put on the driveways and pathways when the ice is coating everything. In fact, it was so valuable this year that it was ran out of it in the stores, and actually I had two small bags that I had made for the person who shovels it, our driveway, and they got stolen. So it was so valuable this year. But when we see that ice out there coating everything, that is when we begin to worry about ourselves and the safety of others. We are so grateful when someone has gone ahead of us and put down salt to keep us safe. In the case of the church, it's our custodian dean, or for a couple of Sundays, Catherine put it out to make sure the driveway was safe for all of us. Being like driveway salt to other people means providing practical support, safety, and comfort to those navigating those icy or difficult patches in their lives. Think about it. When someone is in a frantic, overwhelmed, or emotional state, offering a calm presence can help them get traction in their lives, a chance to organize their thoughts. Just as salt clears a path for safe walking, take initiatives to remove small obstacles in someone's life by helping them find the resources they need to make it safely through this difficult patch in their lives. Offering support before they slip and hit rock bottom. A little proactive help can prevent a major crisis. Just as salt melts ice on a driveway to make it safe, we are called to provide warmth of love and grace, our welcome and making people feel comfortable in this church. Help some people feel at peace for the first time in a little while. God has plans for our church. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We do not know what those plans are, but we do not have to know, because God knows, and He's going to guide us every step of the way. What is asked of us? Our church is to be the light on the hill, just as Kim said last week, a beacon for everyone to see and know that they can find a safe harbor here at Knox St. Paul's, and a friendly welcome. We are asked to be the salt of the earth kind of people, because that is what is needed right now in this city by vulnerable people. To know that there are people that are kind, good listeners, compassionate, generous, dependable, trustworthy, warm, non-judgmental, supportive. Now, I know the last time I had a reflection. I used a hymn from Carolyn Winfrey Gillette, but I'm going to do it again this week because this hymn is so in keeping with us. It's like speaking about us. It's called A Little Bit of Salt. So I want to finish my reflection with her words. A little bit of salt will quickly show its worth. A little bit of faithfulness will change the earth. God makes us worth our salt, a church that's glad to be. The change that you desire in every community, a lamp that's in a house, gives safety, warmth, and light. It's set upon a table where it shines so bright. God makes your church a light that bravely takes a stand to bring your love and justice into all the land. A garden is a place where so much beauty grows, where flowers bloom and food is raised and water flows. When worship leads us out to care for the oppressed, O God, you say, we're like a garden at its best. When worship leads us out to love and serve the poor, to welcome in the immigrant at our own door, O God, then we'll be called repairers of the breach, and we, your church, will be restorers of the streets. It's tempting to remain well hidden, quiet, bland. Yet, God, you make us salt and light to change this land. You send us out to love, to build and to repair, till peace and justice flourish here and everywhere. Amen. We're now going to sing Deep in Our Hearts.
Deep in our
Now comes the time in our worship service for faith sharing. If you have something that you want to share with us this morning about something that may have happened during this week, or if during the worship service this morning something touched you, if you want to come up, you can come up now and share with us. We'd love to hear. And if no one has something to share, then we will just sit in holy silence for a while.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Poirier. This week, I've learned how powerful prayer is. I had a very good friend that in only December 13th was diagnosed with lung cancer, a huge tumor in her lung. And she called me yesterday. She has had the surgery and praised our hospital and the Ottawa hospital. And she says, I believe in the power of prayer, because her tumor ended up to be benign.
Good morning, I'm Kim Robinson. Being perfect example of being the salt for someone, we went out for dinner last night, and the waitress was running like crazy. She was trying to be in three different places at once, and when she finally got to us, her first question was, what can I do for you? And we looked at her, and we said, stop and take a breath. And she just looked at me, she goes, pardon? I said, just take a breath. I said, you are trying to do too many things. I said, you're not going to be too much good to anybody if you're so frazzled. And she looked at us, she goes, thank you. She goes, yesterday, she goes, I had people walk out because they waited more than 5 minutes. And she goes, I'm trying to make sure everybody gets served. And she goes, you know, she literally said, thank you for your grace, for giving me a moment. And she just kind of stood there and went, and you could see kind of some of the stress just kind of melt off. So I guess in that moment, we were her salt. She just needed a moment to catch herself and take a break. So it may not be something huge, but just giving someone a moment where they can just think of themselves for a minute. Sometimes it's just enough to be able to get them through the rest of their shift.
Hi, my name is Carol Matheson. I just want to congratulate on what a great service and hymns. I think it was the second hymn, which I haven't heard for a long time, and it was very good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Anya. I'm a little nervous, so please bear with me. Last week was my first time attending here, and I decided to come back again. And I just want to share, I think today's message especially really resonated with me because I moved here for a job that didn't work out, and I've been lost. Sorry. But I've been welcomed with open arms and so much grace. And I think I found a little community that just brought me a little bit of hope. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for that and for being my salt. Thank you.
This is the time in the worship service when we bring up the offering. But as we're bringing up that offering from the little white church at the back, we are also bringing up all of those things we do for each other and out into the community and for being the church that we are. It's all coming up as we bring up the offering. So let us rise and sing. Grant us, God, the grace. Generous God, we give thanks to you for the gifts we have been given. Life, family, friends, time, talents, and material possessions. All that we have comes from you. Help us to remember this and rejoice in your goodness as we share with others. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, as we sit in quiet prayer, we ask for your guidance and strength to help us serve others. Please remind us that every person we encounter is created in your image and deserves to be treated with love and respect. Help us to see the needs of those around us and be willing to step in and help in any way we can, individually or as your church. Lord, you have shown us through your life and teachings that true greatness comes from service. Help us to model our lives after your example and put the needs of others before our own. As we go about our day, please give us eyes to see the lonely, the hurting, and the marginalized, and be the salt and light people you want us to be. Help us to reach out to them in love and show them that they are not forgotten. Remind us that every act of service or donations we give, no matter how small, can make a big difference in someone's life. Whether it's the Feed My Sheep program, the Kids Community Kitchen, our Christmas projects, being there for Diversity Cornwall, sharing our space with Cornwall Comfort Quilts, and now our desire to use our land for the bridge housing, to give a hand to the homeless. All the areas where we live out our vision of helping build a city where no one journeys alone. God, we lift up before you those who are sick in body, weary in spirit, or broken in heart. Those concerns and people represented by the prayer stones that lay on the communion table. Stretch forth your healing hand, O Lord. Touch the ones who need relief from pain. Comfort the ones battling depression and restore the ones crushed by disappointment or grief. May your presence bring restoration to every corner of their lives. All these prayers and those that lay silent in our hearts, too painful to speak out loud, we send your way, knowing that you will answer them in the way that is best for everyone. We do this as we pray the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are now, our closing hymn is, There's a Spirit in the Air.
Praise the love that's fresh renewed.
step out into the world today, may God guide our steps and direct our path. Help us to be a light in the darkness and the salt of the earth people who bring a source of hope and encouragement to those who need it most.